Eric and Roy Sheldrake, they were the Goins down there. They're related to Janet.
Right.
Did she tell you that?
No. I know that the Goins are, but...
She that was her cousins, because they were twins, you see. And when they came down during the war and that, well, they must have stopped
you. So the Sheldrakes were actually related to Janet.
Yeah.
You see... Yeah. I think it's astonishing how many of these children came to the village.
Yes. You can imagine what it was like, because it was packed eight up there, you know.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And so we go on, Chris. Look, still we go on. Really? There's Thomas Gray. Is that your friend?
Oh, yes, yeah, Thomas Arthur Gray, yeah.
There he is.
Bell Cottage, he's North Marston. And Pauline, Audrey Little.
He was the same age as you, yes.
Yeah. 1930, 2nd of January 1930, that's right.
That's when he was born.
And I'm the 24th, so he's 20.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And he came to the village in 1941.
Yeah, and his mum and sister Jean lives at Winslow, still, but I haven't seen her. She used to get on the bus and that, but I see her husband occasionally.
Oh.
And they're the blind, his brother was Lawrence, he was totally blind.
Oh.
And... he died here, I believe.
Oh.
And then there was Mrs. Gray and the old, you know, the family were there in the Bell Cottage.
Oh.
Yeah, you always in there, you know, and Tom and Arthur Bevan. We was always sort of. Tom only phoned up the other week and he says, "Chris," he says, "I remember." He says, "I think you were the best friend I ever had." He says, "In Marston," he says.
And where did you say Tommy? Where did you say Tommy Gray lives now?
He lives at Haddenham.
Haddenham.
Yeah.
Well, I never did. You see, a lot of these will still be alive.
And he said you really took to me, and I took to you, because you sort of guided me round when I first come down there. He says, and we had such fun when we were kids.
And he was in Bell Cottage the Garners. Would that have been at the time?
No, that would have been Frank Arnold there.
That would have been Frank Arnold.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come in 1940, because Arnold was taken over in the 30s, you see.
Yeah.